Hello?
Hello?
Got you.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
Yo, I'm an artist, man. I don't know if this will like amuse your day at all, whatever the hell, man. But once this call is through, or whatever, man, I'm have to share my Instagram handle with you. You can check out the music. I got shit on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Man. I make beats, but I'll be rapping and singing next year. I'm independent, so. Taking my time, and this whip is a part of me fucking moving up. Like I can't have somebody take my car right from up under my nose, man, because they got my key.
I understand.
And I do blame the headphones, though. If you got a fucking iPhone and you got them fucking Pod Pros, man. If you don't got the Pod Pros, get the Pod Pros. But be aware, that's fucking noise cancellation, the motherfucker. If I drop my keys, I for sure didn't hear that shit. And somebody just picked my keys up right behind me, you feel me? Like, I don't make no goddamn sense. But me moving around faster, this job I'm at, where I'm at. Shit happened. Yeah, but she didn't tell me the importance of the code or whatever, but she said I should give you this code along with my policy number.
Along with the policy number?
Yeah. Like if you needed more than the policy number, aside from the VIN number of the vehicle. Yeah, I might. What? Nobody picked up my keys. Nobody seen them, so I just have to. I walked from here to the kitchen, and I took the stairs. So if I dropped them out here, somebody could have picked them up. Like.
Have to check with the office.
Not on B side. No.
You're very handsome, Alex. Did you check? Sometimes they find them. They'll give it to the office people.
Over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go over there and check, but, like, I'm already going through it. Like,
Joyce was like, did you see
him? I'm
like, yeah. I'm like, he found
the
stuff. He doesn't look like he's working.
Yeah, no, I texted her yesterday about all of this. Thank you.
So, all I know is I lost my kids one time, and they had it on file. But I think I left mine in the bathroom.
Yeah, I thought I left mine in the bathroom, too.
Somewhere.
Yeah, but nah.
Did
I did. I asked her yesterday. She said nobody turned anything into
okay,
it.
How about this side?
I haven't gone on that side, but.
Yeah, with Melissa and them. Check out with them.
I'm going to go over there.
I mean, they have to be somewhere.
Yeah, but, you know,
I
need a spare anyway. Like, I need
it. Oh, you have a spare?
No, I don't. Like, that's why I'm like, what I'm going to do is take this to a dealership and they're going to order me the keys I need. I don't know.
Mr. Harris.
I got you, brother.
I just hope somebody.
It's all good. These are the breaks. I'm going to just get it done. Go ahead, brother.
So what was the number that they gave you?
Yeah, I got it right here.
And did they say what it was exactly for? Like, was it a policy number or?
Nah, I mean, she said she just had a code. I'm like, all right. I don't know if it's a verification code or whatever, but I definitely gave you my policy number. Like, I have that if you need it.
Yeah.
I mean, all I really need is for you to, you know, send a tow truck or however y'all go through about getting
a
tow truck.
Yeah, but in order for us to do that, I do have to get into the account, which I still do have the VIN number and the policy number that you gave me on in my notes.
Got you.
So what was the did she say what type of code it was or anything like that?
No, she didn't. She didn't. She just said, I have a code for you. And it's 75980.
75980.
Five-digit code.
Let me see.
Fuck around and break my own window, bro. I would just bust my own fucking window. And that goes crazy. I don't believe the fucking keys are in this car. Yeah, I don't know if it has to do with the fact that the store where I got my, you know, where I bought this policy or whatever the hell, that they don't open till 10 p.m. Like, like if I have to call them and go through them, I don't think that's the case. But the nearest fucking Fred lawyer to my location is the one on Hawthorne. That's the one they just keep giving me the same number, and that's this number. You feel me? Like,
I understand. All right. I'm just going to try this to see. Okay, that doesn't work either.
Are you saying you're not seeing my face in the system or something?
Yes, it says. Basically, I do have to add information about you in the system. So, like, it's asking for the address, state, city, zip code. That's about it.
Yeah.
So what is the address?
The address that I need the vehicle taken to?
No, sir.
The address where I'm at?
It's asking for, like, okay, the account, right, basically for this towing that belongs to you. What address would you put on that account? Like, I guess, like a home address or something like that.
Oh, no, my home address. Yeah, that's 1120 West Lawrence, brother.
You said 11?
20 West Lawrence.
You said West Lawrence?
Florence, F-L.
So, West Florence?
Mm-hmm. Apartment 390044.
And the state is?
California.
All right. City.
Los Angeles, California.
Zip code
90044.
All right, what is the year of the vehicle?
It's a 07, 2007 Passat, Volkswagen Passat.
And you said the make is what?
The 2007.
I said the make.
Volkswagen.
You said it's a facade?
Yeah, my bad.
How do you spell that?
P-A-S-S-A-T.
You said P.
P as in Peter, A as in Apple, S, two S's.
Mm-hmm.
Another A and a T.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The sock.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the color?
It's gold. I guess you could say this is like brown or light brown, but I call it gold. I don't know.
So brown?
Not light. No, no, no. This is more like gold.
Okay, I'll put gold.
I need to know the color of my beard. Like, I need to get that shit down. I just bought this car, brother. It's like,
so as of right now, this would be considered a cash call, and that's only because we do not have a producer code, a plan code, or a effective renewal date. And effective renewal date is basically when you got the membership.
Yeah, I've been a member for like a couple months now, at least three. But it's a relatively new policy. But I literally just did this yesterday, and the young lady said I was covered through my policy and that it would be $150 and I would only pay $50 out of pocket. Mm-hmm. Literally had just did the same thing yesterday. And the only reason why I canceled is because the truck was not even on its way, and I needed it to be there by 6.
Well, I don't really understand why the account wouldn't pull up, especially if you had already had another agent, you know, on the phone with you the other day. But once you had called the, I guess, like your insurance company, they should have gave you a day as far as like when you actually, you know, got your account.
All right, so if I call the policy and have them search that information, I can bring that back to you. You can set me up again.
Ask for
no issue.
Ask for a date, a producer code, and a plan code. They should have all that.
A producer code. An accent code.
A producer code, a plan code, and the date as which, basically when you got the account.
Understood. I appreciate you.
Okay. I do apologize for that.
No problem.